This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So joining us now, one Devin Scoops Caney. Hey, Scoops.
Hey, guys. I don't get the cool intro anymore.
Where's our music?
Do we have a song for Scoops?
No.
I thought you guys need a cool intro for me.
Yeah.
You pipe down, Caney?
No, I think we have one. Didn't we have one?
Maybe.
Battle did one.
We might have had one.
Buzz, do you have it? Can you find it?
Oh, if you can...
It's the Scoops Caney Report on the WIP Afternoon Show.
This is the news.
Hell Scoops.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, shout out to DK.
Now we can proceed.
That's the way I like it, DK. Hey, come on here and demand your intro the way it should be.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, first she ducks 530
everybody
Creed.
Everybody else does.
Yeah. She ducks 530 Creed, so.
Well.
That was intentional.
Well, I told her to call at 540.
I know.
I assumed it was because my singing was so bad the last time.
Oh, no.
I had to do the 530 Creed that I was supposed to.
We're all bad.
So Scoops is joining us because Dave Dombrowski talked today about Jesus Luzardo, the new Phillies pitcher. Did he... was he bragging? You know, Jack seemed very happy about this acquisition. What was the general tone of the presser?
He wasn't bragging. I don't know if Dombrowski ever really bragged. The general tone was just pretty straightforward. I mean, so they signed Jesus Luzardo, which we covered as well, but they also just signed Joe Ross, who is going to be essentially a swingman and has potential to be the starting pitcher. But we can start with Luzardo. So I heard Jack in his Jackie Baseball report earlier in the show mention the Rangers Suarez, you know, potential for trade. And I think that could still be on the table, but Dombrowski was kind of inadvertently asked about it, and he essentially said he likes the rotation a great deal. I mean, obviously, aside from Taijuan Walker, who it's always funny just like listening to the new ways he finds to say Taijuan Walker is a massive disappointment. Today it was you can't count on Taijuan. So aside from him.
Hey, wait, he said that? Hold on, Devin. He said you can't count on Taijuan?
He goes, well, Taijuan Walker, you know, you can't count on him. So.
Oh, nice.
He's making $18 million this year.
And next year.
I know.
Well, at least he's being honest. So, okay.
Well, we got to appreciate the honesty.
Yep.
He's honest, but now the Phillies have a fifth starter in Luzardo. So, and potentially Andrew Painter. So that's another big takeaway from what Dombrowski said. He said Painter will be at spring training. He will throw. He will not pitch, but they're looking to build him up in the minors for a start or to make an appearance. I don't want to say start with the Phillies around July of this season.
Yeah, it's a weird one. They're trying to do what they did with Paul Skeens last year and have him up for halfway through the year, but the difference is they have five starters. So I guess like what could expedite it is if someone goes down.
I guarantee you one of these starters is going to stink or get injured. One of them will.
I would say.
Well, somebody will get injured.
Yeah.
Well, the other difference with Skeens is that they didn't really have to worry about
anyone else
playoffs.
Well, yeah.
They didn't have to worry about – no, they.
That's
I mean, they didn't need him at the end of the year, so if they shut him down at a certain point, it doesn't matter. The Phillies, you bring Painter up, and you're relying on him, and you have an innings limit on him. I just think it's more complicated than what Pittsburgh
does. It does give them the ability to go six man if they want to give – because, again, this is...
Especially early in the season.
Wheeler and Nola have been really, really durable.
Yeah.
You hope that stays, but it could also not. I think he ends the year in the bullpen.
Painter.
Yeah.
Who, Painter?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, not to give the Pirates credit, but Paul Skeens had an absolutely insane rookie season when he was brought up. So, I mean, we would be insanely lucky if Andrew Painter could come up and pitch the way Paul Skeens did. But, I mean, I'm here for it. It's just, that's the ideal, I guess.
I assume someone asked him that, well, is this it? Are you done? Do you see any big moves? I assume somebody asked him at that point, asked him that.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, Mike, because that's why you guys call me Scoop Keeney. I asked him that.
Yes!
Oh, yes! There we go.
Hard-hitting questions only.
There it is.
Look, it's what I do, guys. No, I asked him that, but this call was mainly about the pitching staff. I think there was an earlier call. He had another availability on Friday, where he talked mostly about, you know, the outfield with the Max Kepler addition. But today, in terms of pitching staff, I asked specifically about guys like Jeff Hoffman, about Spencer Turnbull, and he's not allowed to, like, officially say, oh, they're not coming back. But he said, we're now very happy with where our bullpen is. We're very happy with our starting rotation. So I think in terms of pitching, they're likely done. I would be surprised if they made another move aside from, I mean, I'm not saying a Ranger Suarez trade or something like that is out of the question, but he said very clearly, like, I think I'm good. Like, we're happy with where we're at right now.
It's kind of a bummer that we're losing Hoffman. I liked Hoffman.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's
asking for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I think he might get a starting pitching spot, which the Phillies clearly didn't see that, you know, he was worth paying for. And
They should just give him the qualifying offer, and that's the frustrating part. One year, $14 million of Jeff Hoffman, or if he signs elsewhere, you get a draft pick. That's the only mistake.
Well, I do wonder what happens if there is no market for him as a starter. If they circle back, you know, I wonder what happens there. All right,
yeah.
Scoops. Well, we appreciate you, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes,
of course. You guys too. Thank you for letting me come on and interrupt the Eagles chat with some Phillies intel.
Anytime.
Talk to you next year.
Anytime.
All right, Scoops. We'll talk to you.
Bye.
There she is. Devin Scoops Keeney.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, fellas. I talked to y'all just a little while ago. I forgot to ask.
Yeah, it's the second time he's been on today.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait.
Yeah, I'll talk to y'all.
Wait a minute.
I got a question.
All right.
I got a question. Zach and that's right, right? So, and I want you guys to be quick on this. You should be able to.
You want us
so
to be quick?
So, okay. Run, what? Like, when he, most of the time when he's in the game, he's going read, right? He's looking at certain things. What, when he's running, when he's on the field, what does he spend about 75 to 80% of his time doing? What's he looking at? Like if you could go through his read real quick, like, what would you say he's looking at most of the time?
There's no way for us to be able to tell you that, Anthony.
No, there is. Come on.
No, there's not, because
cut it out, man. You're a radio host now, but come on, stop it, man. You can go. You should be able to go through that really quick.
Then why can't you do it?
I could. If you're looking, okay.
You wouldn't need to ask us, okay, if you could go through it yourself.
Sit on the radio and spew this BS all day long, like you play sports.
Spew what BS? Spew what BS? What are you talking about?
So if Jalen's on the field, right? So if he's looking at the read option, tell me if I'm wrong with it, like, right? So if he's got hat for hat, you got five guys up front, right? He's reading the sixth guy on the line, right, on the edge rusher.
Okay.
That's where he's determining whether he's going to hand the ball off or he's going to keep the ball.
All right.
On the second level of the defense, he's looking at the linebacker. He's looking at the guys to see what, like, so if you look at the Baltimore thing, his second-level reads against Roquan Smith and those guys back there, he put them in a spin cycle in that game. They didn't know what to do because the decisions that he was making with the football were impeccable. And then when you get...
We threw for 108... We threw for 118 yards against Baltimore.
No, it's not. But it wasn't about throwing the ball because if he's looking at the second-level reads...
Well, what's your point?
My point is that...
For the second time, then.
Spike, you sit on the radio and you talk all day long about how Jalen Hurts is an average quarterback and all this. Stop it. He's not. He's way above that.
So all right. Anthony, Ant, we're going to do – Ant. I have said 100 times I think the difference between a large group of quarterbacks, Jordan Love, CJ, all these guys, that the difference is minimal, is like week to week, which would put Jalen Hurts in the same class – as Jared Goff, Jordan Love, blah, 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 blah. Are you telling me he is? Well, he's not. So he's not. No. It's not my opinion. It's actually a fact. There's
have
three.
You ever played
there's three.
Well, where'd you play again?
And yeah. Where are you in Canton?
All the professional sports you played?
Yeah.
Oh, I played professional basketball overseas. Right. 13 years. Look my name up.
And from Southwest Philly, was that on the back of your jersey? So, Ant, here's what I'm going to tell you, Ant. If you're going to call to argue with me about what I think of football, and you don't respect what I think about football because I didn't play at the same level you did, then you're the fool for calling. You're the fool, not me. You're the fool because you're listening to me for 4 hours, and you're so spun up about what I said that you called the radio show twice. So here's the truth. There's three elite quarterbacks in the NFL. They are Patrick Mahomes, they are Josh Allen, and they are Joe Burrow. That's it. There is a group of 10 quarterbacks after that, that depending on the year, you could say this one's better than that one, that one's better than that one. You describing what Jalen Hurts does, which is what literally every quarterback does, read a defense and decide what to do, does not make him better than those quarterbacks. He makes them the same as those quarterbacks. Just describing his job doesn't make him awesome at his job. I could give you a long list of everything that I do for this show to tell you why I'm good at it, but it's the same thing that every host does. It doesn't make me better at it. It just makes me doing my job. So if you're going to call smug and condescending and all this stuff about what I think of football, but you continue to listen and you continue to call and you continue to get mad at it, that is your problem, not my problem. It's your problem.
Well, I'll tell you what. We did a pretty good job for the majority of the day avoiding calls like that.
Second time.
It's like,
well, yeah, this is the second time.
Like, what's your deal? If you're going to call me and ask what I think, and they say, well, but did you play? No! I also don't change, like, I don't work on cars, but I know when I need new brakes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You don't, there's plenty of things. You can listen to the radio show and decide whether I'm a good host or not, even if you've never hosted. Do you know what I'm saying? It drives me crazy.
Text
just call
line,
with your point.
Text line.
Okay. We'll get to the text line. Shut up, Jack. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We can't tell you the number of times that we thought to ourselves yesterday, man, we wish Daniel Jones was here. Not anyone in the Delaware Valley.
That's all right.
He was cooking.
He'd have been better than Kenny Pickett.
I do understand the thought behind it.
Yes.
Though, I do.
Is that he plays more similar
to
Jalen.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry not everybody knows ball like I do. What's next?
Why did he even have to go back to try to save his son? He always does stupid stuff. Reese, after Mufasa got killed in The Lion King.
Okay, that's very good.
Mufasa came out this weekend, right?
Did he?
Did Mufasa come out this weekend?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yes.
I think it did. I never saw The Lion King.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been deprived.
I have. What's next?
Hey, Ike, you're going to get a call from me after the show. Did you say bring back Slay? Howie at the NovaCare.
One more year.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. They may not. I'm just saying there isn't another corner on this team right now that's better than Darius Slay outside of Guantanamo Bay.
He had a great game yesterday.
Like I've watched Slay all year long. He's played closer to what he did in 2022 than what he looked like last year.
He's also playing very physical.
All I'm saying is, not at the same price, I don't know where you're going to find a better corner at. And he's not on the roster right now. He's not on the roster right now. Guantanamo Bay has to play on the other side.
What's next?
Respectfully, I got kicked out for nothing. Reese on Instagram trying to be like CJGJ.
Listen. I love Reese. I love the back and forth. I couldn't do it. It's Jalen's fault they lost yesterday.
No.
I couldn't do that.
Or his fault for getting hurt.
Yeah, or getting hurt. Yes, I couldn't do that.
Every once in a while, you just get, you're like, nah, you know what? Not today.
Not today, brother. Yeah. Nope.
What's next?
Spike, can we stop with saying this is the best Eagles team of all time just because of regular season success? Also, Spike, Joel Embiid is the best Sixers player I've ever seen. Alex in Lancaster.
In fairness, there haven't been a lot of Sixers players who have had a lot of playoff success in my adult life.
That's true.
To be clear. All right. Well, the Players Lounge is coming up at 7 with Jordan Mailata, Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot. And the Brandon Graham Show with Brandon and Elliot Short Parks.
Yeah, he has this ugly sweatshirt on today.
Is next. Who?
BG.
Oh, it's a Michigan sweatshirt, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, bro. Yeah.
For what?
I mean, could the M be any bigger on his chest right now?
And we won't talk to you, our show, until next Monday.
Yes.
So a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you for rocking
this
with us all.
Christmas. Jack likes that
You're
song.
You're finally starting to realize.
What do you mean, me, finally?
All right.
I'm with you. I agree.
We'll talk to you in a week. The BG Show is next. This has been the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.